Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Florian Posberg, a partner with Polar Pork Farms. Thanks for joining us, Florian.
Thanks for having me, Bruce.
When we spoke at the end of April, the Canadian pork sector was emerging from a difficult winter. First of all, a little bit of background. Heading into this spring, what had swine farmers been dealing with, and what were the key factors?
Well, our ability to produce at low cost has really been affected by the change in the pricing of grains. Very significant part of our cost is to do with feed cost and grain prices, whether it's wheat, barley, peas, went up considerably in dollars per bushel, but even at the higher prices, supply of barley and wheat and peas were very restricted in terms of where you could find it. So that really impacted our cost of producing pork. Our prices haven't been that bad by historical standards, so we weren't being squeezed by what we received for our hogs, but we certainly had the cost of production go up significantly because of supply and price of our feed grains.
How has the feed situation and access to feed evolved? What are the factors there, and what is the significance of that change?
Well, in terms of long-term, one of the strengths we've had in Western Canada is that we've had feed grains available to feed our livestock because of the drought and, the demand for our grains in export. We really saw the pipeline of feed grains disappear locally. So what we've had to do is establish access to corn, mostly from the U.S. and Manitoba, where there is some corn production there, to offset our inability to access feed wheat and barley. So we've been able to set up some ways of getting those grains, corn, into Western Canada. We've brought some corn up by rail, for example, which we've never really done much of before. So we were able to establish these pipelines to replace the grains that aren't available locally with corn. So it's not ideal for us to do that, but we have to feed our animals, so that has been a way that we can offset that loss of local production.
How have the cost of inputs, primarily feed, balanced out with hog prices in terms of profitability, and what's the significance of those numbers?
Well, because the feed prices have, in some cases, more than doubled in the last year, and that being a significant part of our cost structure, even though we've had historically good hog prices, it still caused some of our producers to lose money feeding hogs. And we don't know how long that's going to last, but we are hoping that that's one of the things that will become more normalized again, as hopefully we've got a better crop coming this year.
What influence has the situation in Ukraine had on access to supplies in North America?
Well, it would appear that the instability in Ukraine and Russia has caused grain prices to increase, or it appears that way. We don't, of course, access any of that grain here, but it does affect grain prices globally, so that has impacted our cost of feeding hogs as well. Longer term, a lot of the fertilizer, or a significant part of the fertilizer that's used globally, was produced in Russia and Ukraine, and that was interrupted and destabilized as well because of the war between Russia and Ukraine. So less fertilizer means likely we're going to have lower crop yields. And of course, if we don't have more crop produced than consumption, it's hard to see how we can see lower grain prices. So that might have a significant longer-term effect on our business.
What does all of this suggest in terms of food security, both for Canadians and for other countries?
Well, the real challenge for the globe is that increase in grain prices affects not only hog production, but all other meats, beef, chickens, you know, everything has a higher cost structure. If producers aren't making money, they're going to back off on production. And that means there's less meat protein for everybody, everywhere. And so, you know, that affects our food security. It's something that haven't faced, because generally we've had abundant grain supplies and, you know, the ability to feed livestock was not hampered by grain production. And so now we're seeing that, and it will affect food security.
What does need to happen to improve the situation at this point?
Well, it would be nice if the Ukraine-Russian conflict was resolved and that could be normalized. It would be good to have a good crop in North America, particularly in Western Canada. That would certainly help us locally and help the grain situation in North America. And quite frankly, if grain prices are going to be at a higher level longer term, there's no question that meat prices will go up, because farmers can't produce longer term at a loss. So we'll wait and see. Traditionally, we've had significant enough grain production that grain has been relatively modestly priced. But, you know, if grain is in short supply, the price that it's going to be is higher, and it's going to have to be reflected in our meat prices.
And is there anything you would like to add?
Well, as a pork producer, quite frankly, we would like to be able to produce wholesome pork for our consumers at a reasonable price. And our hope is really that we can get to a price structure that the average consumer can enjoy our bacon and pork chops in their home on a regular basis. So we'll see. As producers, we don't control what the market realities are. We're price acceptors, not price makers. So we'll wait and see, but we're cheering for the consumer.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bruce.
Our guest has been Florian Posberg, a partner with Polar Pork Farms. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.